Wednesday around December 25th.
Merry Christmas.
Okay. Any other expression you've heard? Do you have a Christmas gift? Or?
Yeah, Christmas gift, or Christmas spirit, and things like that.
How would they say these to each other?
Carol time.
Would people say Christmas gift to each other?
Yeah, they always say Christmas gifts, exchanging gifts.
Uh-huh. Just when you were, on Christmas Day, when you were?
Yeah, when we was growing up, we used to, little, you know, we didn't have no better sense. We thought Santa Claus, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd have stockings that grew up to our legs like that, you know, used to is what we had, we'd wear. And our father would have us to hang them by the chimney. And he'd always give us some candy, something put in them. We couldn't get much, you know, but he'd always have.
So on Christmas morning, you'd tell each other, what would you say to each other?
It's Christmas Day.
Okay. What about on January 1st? What do people say?
That's the old year out and the new year in.
Okay.
But,
or you might tell someone Happy
New Year's.
Okay. And say if someone had done you a favor, you might say, thank you, I'm much
obliged.
And you say, I have to go downtown to do some
shopping.
And you say if you bought something, you say, the storekeeper took out a piece of paper and
wrapped it.
And when I got home, he wrapped it and then I
opened it.
Or the opposite of wrapped would be.
Now, let me get my mind straightened about it now. Uncovered it.
Okay. And if you had to sell something for less than you paid for, you'd say you had to sell it
cheaper.
Okay, or you had to sell it at a
loss.
And say if you like something but you don't have enough money to buy it, you say, well, I like it, but it
costs too much.
Okay. And you say on the first of the month, the bill is
high.
Or it's time to pay the bill, you say it's.
What do you mean now?
When it's time to pay your bill, you say that the bill is
due.
And if you belong to a club, you have to pay your
dues.
And if you don't have any money, you might go to the bank and try to
borrow.
Huh?
Borrow.
Okay. And you say in the 30s, money was
scarce. Scarce.
Okay.
And they were too. It was too.
Yeah. And,
that's WPA time. Is that off now?
No, it'll be off in just a couple of minutes. He said he ran down the springboard and into the water?
Dive.
Okay.
Dove or what?
And you say several children have already
jumped in.
Or
dove in.
Huh?
Dove in.
Okay. And you say, but I was too scared to. Okay. And if you dive in and hit the water flat, you call that
a belly buster. That's what I always call it, a belly buster.
Okay. And John might put his head down on the ground and turn a
flip.
Or on the ground he'd turn a
somerset.
Okay.
Somersault.
Which would you say?
Well, either one, I guess.
Yeah.
It's according to how my mind was running at that time.
Yeah.
Somerset.
So he dived into the water and he what across the lake? He
paddled across the lake, swam across the lake.
Okay. And you say, I have what there myself. I have
swam.
Okay. And you say, children like to
swim.
And when you buy something and pay your bill, some storekeepers will give you a little present and say that it's for
being a good customer.
Okay. Did you ever hear Lanyap?